We have learned some Lost in Fog. He sounded great. It's not that it took them a while to sound great. It took us a while to get out all the microphones that we need to fit inside of your radio for bass and guitar and banjo and mandolin. You'll get a chance to get to know each of the players during this segment, but right now I want to be sure we just get started right away. Lonesome, Lost, and Foggy.
One, two, three, four. My drifting memory goes back to the year of 43, when I was just a babe in mama's arms. Daddy plowed the ground and said that someday we would leave. Broke down mortgage, Oklahoma farm. Then one night I heard my daddy say to my mama, he had finally saved enough to go. California was his dream, a paradise, or so it seemed. Pictures and magazines had told him so. California cotton fields, where labor camps were filled with worried men with broken dreams. California cotton fields, as close to wealth as daddy'd ever came. Sold or left behind, from daddy's plow to the fruit that mama canned. Some folks came to say farewell or see what all we had to sell. Others came just to shake my daddy's hand. Now the Model A was loaded down and it was California bound. Change of luck was just 3 days away. Only change that I remember seeing in my daddy when his dark hair turned to silver gray. California cotton fields, where labor camps were filled with worried men with broken dreams. California cotton fields, as close to wealth as daddy'd ever came. As close to wealth as daddy'd ever came.
They sound great. I was just putting your picture up on Facebook so people could see exactly how everybody looks today. And I forget who likes to be the spokesmodel for the band. Is it Corey or no? It's going to be Andy. So I'll let you be the spokesmodel.
Okay, I can do that.
Tell us a little bit about the group and who else is playing. Let's be sure we introduce everybody.
Yeah, so my name's Andy. I'm playing banjo today. We got Corey Wood on guitar. We got Lee Hinton Lang on the mandolin. And we got Dave Glasser on the bass. And we've been playing for close to 2 years now as this group.
And you really sound tight together. In fact, it's hard to believe it's only been 2 years. It seems like it's been longer. You guys are playing out quite a bit these days, and we'll go over some gigs, so get a pencil handy if you want to make some notes. We'll do that in a little bit. How did you guys meet up?
So we a lot of us met up at the Starlight out in Blonox, and there's a weekly bluegrass jam on Tuesday nights. Starts around 8 o'clock, maybe a little bit before, a little bit after there, depending on when people get in. And I started going a while back, but Dave and Corey were going a while back before me, so I kind of met up with them there, and I met up with Lee in college back in 2004 or 5 at Duquesne University.
And it's bluegrass seems to be it never goes away, ever, but there seem to be just a lot of people playing out again, and a lot of groups that are sort of emerging. It's interesting, it has been to me, to kind of watch the peaks and valleys, at least for music that gets out and gets played. Are you sensing that too, you guys?
I think that Pittsburgh has a really thriving bluegrass and old time scene that puts larger cities to shame. It's I don't know why it is, but it's you know, even I know people that have traveled to Tennessee and they're not able to find a good jam anywhere.
Interesting. Well, we are the Paris of Appalachia.
That's right.
That may help a little bit. But there are, and it transcends ages and backgrounds pretty much. There's a lot of folks playing. Why don't we have you guys do another song, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about some of the upcoming places you're playing out if folks want to catch you. What would you like to do next?
We're going to play Angel Band for you.
Ah, good song.
My lady's sun is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph has begun. Oh, come, angel band, come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snow white wings to my
a song a lot of people like, and I'll bet gets a great reception when you're out playing. Lonesome, Lost, and Foggy is the band, and their picture is now on Facebook with an appropriate, correct, and proper link to their own Facebook page so that you can befriend them and follow them. Gosh, I don't lose my train of thought very often, but I was just thinking about something I wanted to ask you. But let's talk about where. Oh, I wanted to mention my train of thought is back. I just wanted to welcome our listeners in South Carolina today. You're hearing live bluegrass from Pittsburgh, originating here at the studios of the Saturday Light Brigade, and we're really tickled to have you as part of the family. And I'm really pleased that we have some bluegrass music. I've been to Charleston many times. There's lots of types of music in Charleston, but I'm glad that we're able to have live bluegrass today and that you're able to be with us at WOHM 96.3 Charleston. And you have to like the call letters. You know, I'm glad they got them. There's a bit of resistance there. It's very much so. It's a station that really works to present equal views and to uplift voices that are often unheard from. I was mentioning to them, we don't, we we're a little picky about who we like to work with. We all are, right, to some extent, and we're really pleased to have a chance to work with the folks at Ohm Radio. Now, they can't come, unless they hop a plane or a car real quick, they probably can't come and see you unless they're traveling to Pittsburgh. But do you guys have any gigs coming up that folks may want to see you that are a little closer to home?
Yeah, we're going to be actually tonight at the Arsenal Cider House out in Lawrenceville. We're playing there, I think, last Saturday of every month here through October. And we have a few more on the website. You can get on lonesomelostandfoggy.com and check out where we're at and what the schedule looks like.
Excellent. And I know you do get out fairly, enough so that folks can get a chance to see you. It can be hard when you got four guys. You all got to be available at the same at the same time. Have you looked into recording anything as of yet?
We have. We've actually been down to Red Cayman Studio downtown. We've recorded, I think, five or six songs that we're going to release here, kind of an EP in the next month or so. Our goal is to be able to get out to more festivals, and a lot of them like to see a physical CD. So we're trying to get something out that people can enjoy.
I think it would be terrific to see you guys at more festivals because it's just you're really doing a nice job of bringing a traditional sound, but that also has some progressive elements to it too. Lonesome Lost and Foggy is the group. What's next?
What's next? We're going to play an instrumental for you, Cherokee Shuffle.
Another good song. You guys are picking good ones today.
Okay. One, two, three.
Thank you.
Lonesome Lost and Foggy, the Saturday Light Brigade. I don't know where to start on that one. I'm going to start turning to Corey. That's some mighty fine flat picking there. How long have you been playing guitar?
Guitar, maybe 10 years.
10 years. Yeah. I mean, you've really developed into a tremendous flat picker in all of the groups. Everybody's nodding their head. Self-taught?
A little bit. My grandfather and his friend taught me a little bit. And then after that, I just kind of went on my own.
That's pretty great. Was his friend about the same age as him?
He was maybe 10 years younger. He was related somehow to me, but I don't remember how.
That's kind of neat to be able to learn from a family member.
Yeah.
I don't have any family members. I guess my mom taught me how to play piano, but wait a minute. I do have I just am not musical enough to learn from my family members. But going way back, I mean, to think about a grandfather being able to share music is good. And everybody sounded good in that. Andy and Lee both had some great breaks as well.
Nice.
And Dave keeping the heartbeat going there throughout. Lonesome Lost Foggy, no and, just lonesomelostfoggy.com is the website. And we've also linked to the band's webpage there at Arsenal Cider House tonight from 5 until 8 o'clock. Betwixt and between should be a good night to head out there. Calling an audible here. I liked it. You know, Corey's got this St. Louis baseball cap on, you know, which is fine. I don't know if you're a Cardinals fan, but you must be, or you wouldn't have the hat.
No, I just like the color red, I picked this up.
That's the truth.
Yeah, he did one of those managerial-type signals like that the baseball players do where, you know, they pat their head and rub their stomach and appear to be crossing themselves and measuring their inseam all at the same time. And it somehow it worked. He conveyed to Corey to remove his capo. I don't know why he didn't just point at the capo, but
he likes to go above and beyond.
Yes,
I do.
As you're tuning up, I'll say hello to Bruce Mountjoy, who writes to say how good you sound on the radio.
Hi, Bruce.
Bruce knows a thing or two about sounding good on the radio.
This is what happens when you have acoustic instruments.
Yeah.
Especially a banjo.
It's okay.
Also a banjo, yeah.
Tuning is always encouraged.
What's that? Corey's holding his guitar up. Oh, that sounds good now.
All right. Don't let your deal go down. 1, 2, 3. Well, I've been all around this whole wide world, been down to sunny Alabama. My mama always told me, son, we'll never let your deal go down. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down until your last gold dollar is gone.
Go ahead, Lee.
Well, the last time I saw that gal of mine, she was standing in the door. Said, honey, I'll be a long time gone, won't ever see your gal no more. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. I'm going
check. If these gall darn blues don't leave my mind, gonna rock right out of here. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down.
What a great song. I feel bad. I want to be clapping on some of these breaks. Lee sounded good there. And Corey, you've got such a great voice. Singing out on that song really reminds me of how great a voice you have for bluegrass. Andy, I'm sorry. I'm saying Corey. I'm sure Corey has a good voice too. I meant
that
Andy, though.
Voice.
Yeah. Corey does have a good voice. You both do, but I was really, no offense, Corey. I meant that towards Andy and the lead on that one. So many band members, so little memory left in my head to keep the ball in place. Speaking of Corey, are you still playing out in other groups and such?
Oh, yeah.
You want to plug or mention any of them?
I'm actually going to play with some of the Well-Strung guys after the Arsenal gig.
Oh, great. Yeah. Do you want to mention where?
It's like a sausage roasting festival in Tyonesta.
Oh, I'm sure somebody.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it sounds absolute sausage roasting.
I think that's what it is.
Got to be sure they don't burst as you roast them.
I heard it's going to be a lot of good food. I can't wait.
Anything else on the horizon?
I play with the Copper Watch and also the Hucksters. It's more of a country bluegrass kind of band.
Yeah, Copper Watch. It's always great to hear you form this Copper Watch. It's and we should have you down here. It's been not too long, but certainly long enough that we should have you come back. And
we're actually all here now.
Yeah.
Copper Watch.
Is it? Well, yeah. What am I saying? The whole group. It's here. We could have a subset. We need to have you come back. And Lee, anything else going on in your musical world?
Yeah, I play in a group called Silencio that does music from David Lynch films and the show Twin Peaks. So we've been playing with that group. I don't think anything on the schedule. We have a wedding, interestingly enough, David Lynch-themed wedding coming up. And then I play in another group called City Dwelling Nature Seekers. And we're slowly reforming that group after some members moved out of town, so we just recently got together with a bass player, and we have a couple of gigs lined up. We're going to keep working with that, too.
They must have found the nature they were seeking.
They moved to cities. They moved to cities to play more music. They're still seeking. They're still true to the name.
And Dave, Andy, I don't know if you have anything else, as we're just sort of going through the musical resumes.
Yeah, anything I'm doing, it's going to be Corey's, and he's in every one of the bands I'm in. I'm in three bands with him, so he covered that already.
You guys come as a set.
Yep, we're the back line for a lot of different things.
Yeah. I forgot one more.
Yeah,
I'm doing a Johnny.
I forgot one more too.
I'm doing some plugs. I'm playing at a Johnny Cash Day at the Northside Elks Club.
Nice.
September 10th, I believe. It's already sold out, so sorry, everyone. It's quite the event. It's a lot of fun. It happens every year, so next year, keep a lookout. They have a Facebook page also.
Selling out the Elks is no small feat.
It's sold out in one day.
That's a lot of people.
It's a lot of fun. So
a lot of folks.
Keep an ear out for it or a lookout.
Yeah.
So,
Andy mentioned the album before, forthcoming, the EP for the group, Lonesome, Lost, and Foggy, not too long from now, and tonight at the Arsenal Cider House performing. What would you guys like to do next?
We're going to do one where we all sing together, The Fields Have Turned Brown.
My old home to travel this country. My mother and dad said, son, don't go wrong.
son, don't go astray. That's what they both told me. Remember that love, for God can be found. But now they're both gone. This letter just told me.
Beautiful song there, Lee, doing lead on the verses and sounding great as a trio there. We probably have time for two more, I think, in bluegrass time. if you were city-dwelling nature seekers, we'd say we got time for about half a song. I want to be sure we get to it, but what would you like to do next?
We're going to do a song called Sophrony.
And Lou in Point Breeze says hello, Lou Shine.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
Hi, Lou. We got to do a little bit of reconfiguration here, or at least I do. This is the fun part of playing the banjo. This is one that a lot of times Dr. John at the Starlight will play. We started playing it recently, and Lee sings it, and we really like it. It's called Sophrony.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3.
Well, love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto. So high. Till my Sophrony left me so lonely, now there's teardrop in my Sophrony from Kentucky, she's found another man. I can't even kiss her, can't even hold her hand. The moon we used to love beneath is still up in the sky. Now I'm just a hot shot with a teardrop in my eye. Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Till my Sophrony left me so lonely. Now there's teardrop in my
zero Corey.
Till Gabriel.
world blows his bugle, I'll be loving that sweet girl. She means more to me than the wide world. I used to be a killer with a whim in me, oh my. Now I'm just a hot shot with a teardrop in my eye. Love 'em and leave 'em, kiss 'em and grieve 'em. That used to be my motto so high. Till my Sophrony left me so lonely. Now there's a teardrop in my eye. Slay the pretty girls from Maine to Alabama. Loved them very much at first, then I let them down. I've seen so many pretty eyes filled with bitter tears. Find them then forget them, but now I have my fears. Love them and leave them, kiss them and grieve them. That used to be my motto so high. Till my Sophrony left me so lonely. Now there's a teardrop in my eye.
Lonesome, lost, and foggy. There's a parody somewhere with a Zamboni instead of a Sophrony in that song, I think. I may need to work on that. Echo Valley says hello. They are tuned in.
Hey,
the great
hello.
Family band, and says you are sounding great, and indeed you are. I want to thank you for being here. I can't believe how fast the time has flown.
Thanks for having us, Larry.
Yeah, I want to thank you. I'm going to let you play us out and just quickly thank all of our guests today from Carnegie Library. It's easy. We just had a couple guests, our two young writers, Megan Williams and Mahama Reddy. We appreciate them being here today. And again, a great maiden voyage for 96.3 WOHM Charleston. So happy to have you aboard today and all of our affiliates. We're going to let Lonesome, Lost, and Foggy take us out with a song called
Midnight Flyer.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Ooh, Midnight Flyer.
Well, engineer, won't you let your whistle blow?
Ooh, Midnight Flyer. Paid my dues and I feel like traveling on.
Well, a runaway team of horses ain't enough to make me stay. Throw your hands around another man and bring him down your way. Turn him into someone who can take the place of me. Make him any kind of fool you needed me to be.
Ooh, Midnight Flyer.
Engineer, won't you let your soul blow?
Paying my dues and I feel like traveling on.
Well, maybe I'll go to Santa Fe, maybe to San Antone. Anywhere is where I'm bound, just as long as I'm not home. About me, don't you ever let me cross your mind, except for when you hear that lonesome whistle whine.